Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn off today. He will be back tomorrow. What's going on, man?
Not much.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was nice, actually. Spent a little time. What did I do this weekend? Just hung out. Saturday, did errands. Oh, what am I saying? Oh, a lot Saturday. Went to graduation parties. My friend Scott, kid John. So a lot of friends there.
Party.
College.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, college graduation. So they just had a little, you know, cigars in the backyard and food and
That's
stuff.
That's good.
Yeah, and then I went to Ken Singleton's Cool Kids campaign thing at Riley's. So I saw a bunch. I mean, everybody was there. You know.
Are you golfing today?
No. No. I didn't even know about it. I was like, I just happened to get invited to the event. I used to golf. I mean, I have golfed in it. And the same people there I golfed. Bruce Laird was there. Al Bunbury, Ross Grimsley, you know, Bordy was there. Just a lot of people. And obviously, Ken was there. It was nice. Very nice. And then yesterday, I just hung out at my friend's house, went to the pool. Again, cigars, maybe a couple of drinks.
Okay.
It was a nice, relaxing Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had one of those on Saturday, at an early game Saturday. And I text you. Found a cigar spot in New York City. Found a steak spot in New York City. Yep. And life was good. Then I went to bed early. It was a good day.
You went to bed early?
Yeah, it was relatively early. I got 9 hours sleep Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, I was getting 3 before.
That's true.
Yeah. Got 9 hours sleep, got up, had a chance to do the...
You've been on the road a lot.
The Roku broadcast.
Weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. West Coast, week off, then Tampa, New York.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a lot of travel. How was the national broadcast?
I went into it, Ed, nervous, self-doubt, came out of it, I belong.
Yeah.
I mean, don't take that the wrong way. Yeah. Don't take that the wrong way. It just, you know, after I was, dude, I was sweaty palms. It was the beginning of the Eminem song for me. and then when my
Pumps
producer
sweaty.
My producer Keith Costas, who's Bob Costas' son,
really?
As my producer, when he said, "All right, Rob, we're coming to you," it was like showtime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that point everything just came down.
The same thing you do here, except it's national.
It's next. More people watching, you know? So it was when that happened, then it was cool because he kept coming to me saying, "You got anything?" Or I would go to him and say, you know, hit the button, talk back. But hey, I got something. He would say, fine. They loved it because he said, my relationship with the Orioles is different than, because what they do normally when they do these national broadcasts, they get one of the local guys to do the sideline reporting. And he said to me that my relationship with the players was different than a lot of other people's because they don't normally get those in-game interviews. The teams normally stiff arm you.
Oh.
So that beginning of the game, before the first pitch, I'm on the field with Colton Cowser. And he said they like to do that, but they don't get a chance to execute it much because the players don't participate in that. And all week he was nervous about it because I kept saying, I'll get somebody. And he said he was nervous about it. And I'm like, I'll get somebody. And I told him like 20 minutes before we started, I said, I got Kowser. He said, you sure he's going to post? I said, he's going to post. Mm-hmm. So like 5 minutes before we had to do it live, Kowser was still running in the outfield. He said, where is he? I said, he's warming up running in the outfield. You think he's going to post? Dude. He's going to post. So Kowser ran to me, came up and did it, and he was like real happy about it. And then on top of that, they like to do the in-game, in-the-moment interviews. Unfortunately, we didn't have a lot of offense. But let's say Gunnar Henderson hits a home run. Is anybody willing at that time to interview with you? I said, dude, we do that. I do that on Sunday home games. Yeah, well, I'll get somebody. He said, well, I want to make sure I want to talk to the Orioles and make sure we have – you know, permission ahead of time. And he was shocked that like 10 players had already agreed, yes, they would do it in the moment. I'm like, dude, I'm done. And he said, you got a different relationship with them. We don't normally get that kind of cooperation. And I explained to him, I think they don't realize they're stars yet. So you get them now. Yes. That way when they realize they're stars, you already have that relationship with them.
Before they become Russell Wilson.
No, please God. Please God. Don't ever let any of them become Russell Wilson. So yeah, it was great. I had fun. I did. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show the Fan. You know what I realized this weekend, Ed?
What?
I'm not spending money this year. I'm on vacation.
You what?
I'm not spending money this summer on vacation.
No.
I'm not.
No, you've been traveling on someone else's dime.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm not done yet. Well, yeah. I don't think I'm going to do it. I still got San Francisco, San Diego, Chicago. Yes. Hell, going back to New York.
San Diego?
Yes.
When's that?
Labor Day.
Oh, wow.
It's the Labor Day weekend, San Francisco, Labor Day, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I took off. That's San Diego.
Yeah.
So San Francisco, San Diego, back to back.
Yeah. As much time as I spent in California, and I spent a ton of time out there because of my ex was from there. I've never been to San Diego.
Really?
Mm-mm. I've been to L.A. a bunch of times. I've been to San Francisco more than I can count, and then only California. Never been to San Diego.
I went to San Diego when I was in the Air Force for 2 days, but I worked most of the time. I didn't get a chance to enjoy San
big
Diego.
Military town, big Navy town.
And this time around, I would go to San Francisco. I'm going to work that Friday. And then I'll have the weekend in San Fran. And then San Diego, I took off. Because you already have Labor Day off anyway.
Yeah.
So I took off Tuesday and Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Just to enjoy it,
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great town. Great city. It's
supposed to be beautiful. The weather's supposed to be perfect.
I've never been to San Fran before. I don't know. I haven't.
Yeah. I like San Francisco. I like the Bay Area. They've let it go terribly. But it's interesting. It's kind of cool.
Two ballparks I cross off my list. I think when I'm done with this, I think at Arizona and Milwaukee would be on the list that I had to scratch off. I checked those off. I'm good. I would have been to all of them. Arizona,
really?
Arizona and Milwaukee. After this year, Arizona and Milwaukee would be the only two. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Quiet weekend? No, it wasn't. Lots going on. Orioles take 3 out of 7 on the road, go 3-4 on the road, playing the top two teams in the American League East. NBA championship, NBA trade. I think the only league that was quiet over the weekend was the NFL, right? Did I miss something in the NFL over the weekend?
I don't think so.
They're quiet.
Yeah.
You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah.
They're jealous. Something's going to happen today or tomorrow. NFL will not be outshined by anybody.
You need to get in trouble this weekend.
Hey, drive. I don't have my license. Exactly. Right. Drive.
Yeah.
NFL does not like to be outshined by anybody, positively or negatively. We're going to talk some Orioles baseball at 6:30. Talk about that Yankee series that was. But on the other side, NBA Finals Game 7. Are you a person that's going to put an asterisk on this one? Well, what happened? What took place in the second quarter? Or was it the first quarter? First quarter, I'm sorry. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shot clock is off. They'll run it out. The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm for the first time. The NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
The storybook season is complete, and it cannot be good without being talked about. Tyrese Halliburton played 7 minutes, had 9 points, hit 3 threes. He was on the roll. It looked like, Ed, that he was about to have a very special game until he went down. And as soon as he went down, we talked about this last week. And
absolutely.
I said to Jeremy, remember Kevin Durant. Remember Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
And Jeremy was like, well, what do you do? I said, I'm not saying sit out. I'm just saying know what the risk is.
And that's the risk. Yeah.
And when game seven, first quarter, he went down and he looked back. That's the, everybody does it. Look back. Who kicked me?
Yeah.
And when he looked back, realized nobody kicked him. He knew it. It was done. That's why he was pounding the floor.
Yep.
I'm not putting an asterisk on this because the Oklahoma City Thunder was just the best team in the NBA all year.
Hey, it's part of the game, too. I mean, that's... It's there's no I hate when people do that.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to put an asterisk next to it. No, you don't. They won. It's you know went to seven. It was a good series. You go to seven games, it's fine. They were the you know well, they have 68 regular season wins.
Yep, 68-14.
Yeah, I mean, they were the best team in the NBA, so they won. Doesn't happen that often. So I was kind of happy it did. So obviously the you know the best regular season team. I don't care what sport it is, they don't come through in the postseason, and they did. They're good for them. And they're going to be good for a while. They're young.
I had a hard time seeing Halliburton there on the floor, though. That was a little tough. That was.
Yeah.
Because you know right there your dreams. You don't get many opportunities.
No.
You know what I mean? And you could say, well, they're a good team. They'll be back. Number one, you don't know his health situation for next year.
Yeah.
And you, even if he's healthy, you don't know if they'll get back. You know what I mean? Game seven, man. And they were up at the time. They were up at the time. And at that point, that's when OKC took the lead, that, you know, they just went on a run. Even though Indiana was up at the half, though. Mm-hmm. They did lead at the half. Good game until the third quarter when OKC outscored them 34-20. Is this the least sexiest NBA champion in quite some time?
Yeah, that I can think of, yeah. Yeah. And frankly, either one of them would have been kind of bleh.
Right.
So, yes, I would say so. It's just, it's stuff that we always say. It's like, people can hate them or not, but I still like seeing the, you know, the marquee teams that you've known forever, like, to be in the postseason, to win the postseason.
That's because you're an elitist.
Probably. I'm a New Yorker. That's what they say.
You know, my professor once called me that.
Really?
An elitist.
Yeah. I mean, what? Yeah. There's just teams I'd rather see. I feel that way in all sports. I'd rather see, you know, the Lakers or the Celtics or the Knicks or even newer teams that, you know, were not around forever and they're not, like, you know, they haven't been around since, like the Heat or somebody like that who's been in it before, or the,
right,
you know, the Cavs. So those are the teams I want to see, the Cavs.
So, but you don't mind a team that hasn't won anything recently. You just, like, it's got to be a team from a traditional team, so
yeah,
to speak.
Kind of, yes. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So when the Cavs won it, you were okay with that because it was a traditional team that hadn't won it.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, and it's just, and I feel the same way in other sports, too. Like, excuse me. In the NFL, and, you know, NHL, it doesn't matter. I just like seeing the teams I like seeing.
I'm going to have a problem with the Jaguars if I get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it's, I don't want to see that.
No.
Can you imagine?
No.
The Jaguars versus the the Falcons. I don't want to see that.
Yeah. And it's the same thing. Like, you know, even in the NHL, I don't want to see the Blue Jackets win the Stanley Cup. It gives a rat's ass, man. I mean, seriously. Nah, no thanks. No thanks.
The Titans versus the Cardinals.
Titans are one of my least favorite teams.
I don't want to see that. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Baltimore and get Trippy. What up, Trippy?
Hey, man, it's quiet today. Jeremy's off the yard, man.
You say, well, yeah, he's off.
Hey, look, man, I want to say something, man. Shout out to OKC, man. Like, they deserve it, you know what I mean? I wanted to see the Pacers win, but it ain't matter because, hey, we got a new champion, you feel me? But, and I feel, shout out to Seattle, man. I know they going through it today, man, and that should have been their championship. But let's talk about Miles Turner. Hey, Robin, hey, you know who Miles Turner played, like, closer than yesterday?
Who?
He played like the Orioles bullpen. Trash. Like, it don't make no sense, man. Like, even if Hollenberg go out, bro, it's game seven, bro. You only give 6 points. Well,
four rebounds.
I mean,
that's the
four
thing.
Rebounds.
Hey, are you 6'11" and you get four rebounds in game seven, man?
If I was that tall, like, I don't even care. I'm getting rebounds like that.
Exactly.
Hey, I know the Pacers probably wish they had Dennis Rodman. At least they would have got 20 rebounds, man. But look, hey, y'all enjoy y'all Monday, man. Stay cool, man, because I'm out here hot, man.
Man, it's good weather. It's good weather. Don't complain about the heat. We complain about cold weather. It's good weather right here, man. I told Ed I got tea time tomorrow. I knew I was too tired to go do it today. I didn't feel like doing it today, but I got tea time for tomorrow. I need to rest today, man. I just need to just decompress.
Yep.
You know, pull down the dark shades and just binge watch some TV.
Yeah.
Hey, for those of you out there,
day for it.
For those of you out there who watch The Chi, is that show like not like jump the shark or not? It seems like it just jumped the shark. I know you don't watch it, Ed, but I know a lot of people listening do. It just, to me, it just looks like it jumped the shark now. It's just too much going on. Way too much going on. Give me a call, 410-583-1057, or hit me up on Twitter, Rob Long Sports. You know, what's your opinion of it? Maybe I'm just being too tough on it. Trippy brought up the Orioles bullpen. We're going to talk about that in our baseball segment coming up, but lots of folks I were upset about the Orioles bullpen over the weekend. I think they've been overused. You got two pitchers going less than four innings at two games before. But my man, Dean Kramer, took care of business yesterday, and we'll talk about that next. Ed, do you think the Oklahoma City Thunder are a team that can go on, maybe win another title or two over the next 4 years?
Yes, I do. I think they have a really young, talented team. They got a great GM who's built an incredible organization. And they have, and according to what I've heard, they have a ton of number one picks coming up. So who knows who they're going to get. So he's done a real masterful job of you know, assembling this team. And I think they're going to be good for the next 5-7 years. So, and I'm not saying they're going to win it every year, but they're going to be in it every year.
I'm going to tell you this, Ed, with all those draft picks they have, you know what they're going to do? Do like all NBA teams do. They're going to get greedy.
Yeah.
They're going to trade some of those away.
For a big name.
And they're going to screw up the nucleus of this team.
I hope they don't do that.
I don't know. They're going to bring in a big name who's like, it's going to save the day. And Kevin Durant, really?
Oh,
is Kevin Durant really the answer? Is that what you, is he the answer to the question? Kevin Durant won a title on a team that won before him and after him.
Yeah.
I'm with you. They won it before and after. When has Kevin Durant ever been the answer?
I don't know why everyone is so in love with Durant. I know he's very talented and all that stuff, but I'm with you. I think people just, they overdo it with him. It's like, he's the guy that's going to save your franchise. Like, is he? What happened in Brooklyn?
What happened everywhere? What happened in Phoenix, the team that you're taking him from? I mean, I don't get. All right, Houston, you won 52 games last year. 52 games. You won't win more than that again next year.
Yeah. And he's got what, two rings? But who do you win them with?
With a team that won before him.
Yes.
And after him.
Yes. Team was loaded. One of the greatest teams I've seen. You know, it was one of the last dynasties we've had. Yeah. So I don't get it. I just don't. I'm just glad the Knicks said no. Because that's the same thing. I can see people say, oh, let's get KD. That'll put us over the top.
Mm-hmm.
No, he won't. No, he will not.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. OKC will win multiple titles over a five-year span if they don't break up the band. The band is smooth right now. Mm-hmm. The band is cool right now. Don't break up the band over big names. I know. Don't go out and get Giannis. Don't go out and get him. Stay the course. Use your draft picks. Add to it. You got one of the biggest superstars, one of the best superstars, not the biggest, in all the game, and that's GA. Stay the course.
MVP.
Stay the course, man. 410-583-1057. Commissions Baltimore at 7:15. But on the other side, going to recap a weekend that some is disappointing. Thought you could have won 2 out of 3. I thought we could have won 2 out of 3 in New York, but we didn't. I'll take a recap of the weekend that was in New York against the Yankees. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
Chisholm sends the ball out to right center. That one's off the wall. Rice scores easily. They're going to try it with Goldschmidt. The throw to the plate is not in time. Bouncing ball to third that should do it. Appropriately, it's Chisholm, who was one of the Yankees' big stars today. And the Yanks take the series with a real snatch-em-back victory on this Sunday in June.
That's Matt Vasgersian, courtesy of Roku TV, as the Baltimore Orioles fall to the New York Yankees by a score of 4-2. In the eighth inning, they were up 2-1. The Yankees put on a tremendous rally, and that was all she wrote.
Yeah, and blew another lead. It's kind of pick on too much, but it's kind of depressing when they get a lead of any sort. They just can't seem to hold it. And that happened again yesterday.
And that's recent because for a while there was the opposite. Remember, that bullpen was for a stretch of about, what, 3 weeks, yo? Three or four weeks, that bullpen was top three in all of baseball. And it's funny because just recently talked to Tony Massolino, and his thing was he said Brian Baker was so crucial and critical to that bullpen that he didn't want to burn him. And it just seems like to me that's kind of what they're doing right now. But I don't think it's any – you can't fault Mancino. When you have starters who can't go past the fourth inning in the first two games of the series, you're at a point right now where you got to win games. You got to win games, man. You got to win games. And I understand, you know, you don't want to burn this guy. You don't want to burn that guy. I know a lot of people are going to criticize him for it. But I'm going to go to a guy who has been holding me down for a long time. And I just think yesterday he just didn't have it.
Yeah, and I think they're going to have to make a decision soon. You know, about how they're going to proceed the rest of the season, because it's kind of they're in that precarious spot now where they're not in it, but they're kind of not out of it. You have to figure out what you're going to do very shortly, I think, because, you know, it keeps it's early. Well, you know what? It's going to be July before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that changes a lot of things.
It's getting late early.
For the season. Yeah, it gets late early once you hit July. So, yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. But speaking of bullpen, are you surprised that Cano got sent down?
A little bit, yeah. But, you know... They're not. I'm just like, they have the oddest kind of luck in this team somehow. Like, how often do you have, forget, you know, you have two catches go down almost, you know, right in a row.
In the same series.
Yeah. That kind of luck is just unusual.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So seeing Cano go down, I'm like, I don't know. I didn't give him much. I was a little surprised just because, you know, that aspect of the team was kind of holding them together for a while, recently anyway.
You're right about that, but my take on that, Ed, is seeing Cano go down, I think maybe, hopefully when it's all said and done, this is a wake-up call for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cano hadn't seemed Cano-like to me lately. And I know when you if you want to be results-oriented about it, fine, but he doesn't seem... He doesn't seem Cano-like to me in terms of focus.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes when that happens, you know, you do your best to wake him up. But I think sometimes waking him up this time is sending him down. This is a guy who's an all-star.
Yeah.
He needs to wake up.
Yeah, he does. Because he's, you know, he's an important part of this organization. And to see him sent down, I was like, huh. It got my attention. I hope it got his. Like, you know. But yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Rashawn in Baltimore.
Hey,
what's up, Rashawn?
Take all his stuff off.
Rashawn! Are you on air, man?
Hello?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Tough loss, man, by the them Pacers, man. Let's see what happened to Halliburton. He was cooking last night. You feel me? He was about to.
We talk baseball.
Historic night. I know, but you know, y'all let Trippy go all over the place, you know. So
no, we don't. No,
all right, but hey, but listen, the old right Friday.
Why are you jealous of Trippy, Rashawn?
No, my man. You know, even though he ain't hang out with me since I seen him in Buffalo, man, and we've been in the parking lot about to fight them kids, man. But
oh,
you know, that's another story.
Oh,
hey, but no, for real. But
no, we know you for real. We know you for real.
Listen, when we beat Max Fried Friday, right? Uh-huh. I was like, man, we got this, man. Like, you know, we probably get the sweep, or at least 2 out of 3. But then they come out Saturday, man, wet the bed, almost get no hit. Like, yeah. I don't understand this, man.
It's baseball.
But I'm still optimistic. Yeah, I'm still optimistic because, like you said last night, bro, when we talked, you got to take 2 out of 3 against the Rangers. And but by the time the trade deadline comes, if we can get a legitimate right back. And a decent, legitimate relief pitcher, not like what they did last year in the trade deadline with that Soto and the other guy from the Phillies they got, Dominguez. I'm talking about somebody legitimate.
Those guys, you know, those guys didn't. I agree with you, Rashawn. Those guys maybe they didn't help you out last year, but you tell me right now, those guys haven't paid off in the bullpen.
Yeah, they decent, but we need somebody that's going to be, you know, like what we thought Cano was going to be. You know, I don't know what happened to him. He just fell off, man. Like, but I don't know, man, but definitely a legitimate right-handed bat, though. A legitimate right-handed bat. Not no O'Neill right-handed bat, you know, a legitimate guy, you know, with expiring contract. And somebody we ain't got to give up too much for. We ain't got to trade the whole farm.
You're asking a lot. Hey, thanks a lot, my man. Remember last week we talked about the loss to come from behind, you know, up 8-0? Remember that, Ed?
Yeah.
And I said,
of course. I mean, that's,
and the debate over whether it's just another loss. It's just another loss. And I said, yeah, maybe just a loss in the win-loss column, but there could be other things that come out because of this loss. Remember that conversation?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, Exhibit A, Yennier Cano.
Yeah. Yep.
Exhibit A.
Yeah. Because that one was that was a kick in the nuts, that loss.
I said you could start looking at guys differently after this. Exhibit A.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Yes, a loss is just a loss. And if you look at the win-loss calendar, you're right. But sometimes, some games, some losses reveal things that you might not want to see. 410-583-1057, Commissions Baltimore 715 on the other side. With Adley and Hanley both down, some are saying the O's should give Baseo a shot in the bigs. Is that a good idea or bad idea? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Man. From my point of view, just as a long-term development guy, what I would love to see is him absolutely knock the door down. I don't think you take a guy like Sammy Basayo and you bring him to the big leagues just because there's a need. I think you bring a Sammy Basayo to the big leagues when he's destroyed AAA in all facets of the game. His at-bats, his defense, everything. So when he destroys AAA and he knocks the door down, to me, then he becomes part of the conversation. I don't personally think you bring a guy to the big leagues with that type of profile until that happens.
That's Oriole skipper Tony Mancelino. He talked about his young prospect, Sammy Basayo, and many of you want to see him up in the bigs, and I agree. I don't want to see him until he starts dominating, and I don't know if he's doing that right now. He's batting .271. His OPS is .968 with 15 home runs and 34 RBI, but I think, you know, like Mancelino says, he's listed right now as a DH. Because he's doing a lot of that as a DH. So you bring him up to do what? You bring him up to, is he catching enough right now? Because right now, Chadwick Trump, we saw him in the bigs. He caught 28 games. And before he came back up, Maverick caught a lot of games. They also had, Connor Provalino, I think his name is, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. He caught some games. So he's not really catching a lot right now. So you talk about bringing him up as a catcher, and the guy's not doing that a lot.
I don't know what they're going to do, because now you got, you know, Maverick's out, Adley's out, you're Sanchez, but Sanchez never been a good defensive catcher. If he was, he'd still be with the Yankees. I mean, I don't know how you felt about that the drop throw from Gunnar yesterday.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad. It was bad. And I mean, you know, that guy was out. You know, he was dead to rights. So, I mean, you've got that issue going on. So I don't know what the hell they're going to do. Because you got, and then you have this kid, you know, the Basayo that everyone's talking about. And he's, you know, his average isn't that high, but he's been hitting home runs, and, you know, at that level, at an Aaron Judge level here. I'm not saying he's going to do this, right, replicated here, but he's got a lot of power, and he's showing it down in the minor leagues. So I don't know what they're going to do. Have to make a decision. And I would like to see what he can do in the major leagues. So
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'm not ruling out him coming up. I'm not. I mean, you know, I think it's, if you listen to what Mantolino says, I think that's been the conversation. Is he dominant right now? Now, he was put into the lineup yesterday as a catcher, which I think is, you know, duly noted. After he had been DHing for quite some time, he was put into the lineup yesterday, mm-hmm, as the catcher. You know, I think that's something to be said. Are you about bringing him up right now, or you want to wait a while, or you think he needs to do a little bit more in the minors?
I'd like to see him. Honestly, I'd like to see him. I want to see what he can do. You know, we've been talking about him, and hearing about him. It's like, well, you have no catchers left. Like, you ran out of catchers. You have one there. Let's see what he can do. And I know I heard, you know, that was Mantolino saying, you know, if you don't bring him up just because you need a catcher, well, then what's the other solution? Who else is going to catch? O'Hearn, Urias? So who's the catcher then?
He's been DHing, playing first base, doing a little bit of everything. Yeah. So, you know, I think statistically, if you look at his hitting, he's ready to come up. That OPS is what I really look at. Mm-hmm. The power is what I really look at.
Yeah.
I think their biggest question right now is, can he play in the field every day? I think that's the biggest question mark right now.
Yeah.
Can he play in the field?
Well, you still have Sanchez, so you can break it up a little bit. Because you can't have a catcher, and nobody who it is, no catcher is going to catch it every game.
No.
So you need a break. So I don't know what they're going to do if they don't bring him up.
410-583-1057, Greg and Dundalk. What's up, Greg?
Good morning, guys. As soon as I saw the catcher get hurt, that was the first thing that came to my mind. Why don't you let this Basayo come up for a taste? Just give him a taste of something to see what he's like.
You don't bring a prospect up like that for a taste. You bring him up when you think he's ready. I agree with Mancelino on that. They didn't bring up Adley for a taste. They didn't bring up Gunner for a taste.
No.
Westberg, they didn't bring him up for a taste. When they brought Jackson Holliday up originally, they thought Jackson Holliday was ready. He was not ready. But they don't bring, when you're a legitimate prospect, you don't get a taste. You come up when it's your time.
It's your time. Yeah.
So you bring, let's say you bring Basayo up now. When Adley comes back, then what do you do with Sanchez and all these other guys? So when you bring him up, it's got to be, he's that level prospect. The way when you bring him up, it's time. You know, Mancelino tried to tell you don't bring him up like that because you have a need.
Right.
Mountcastle didn't come up because they had a need.
No, I heard
he came up
said.
When it was time.
Yeah, yep. But the problem is, I don't think it's just like there's a need. I think it's time to see him.
If that's the case, then that's fine. I'm not debating that. Yeah. I'm debating with the caller said a taste. You don't bring him up for taste.
No. Taste.
Vasejo has to be ready. This is when you bring a prospect up like that. You're saying this is it, unless it's not. And with all those other guys we talked about, Ed, they were right. Jackson Holliday wasn't ready.
He was the only one. But then he was like, you know, 13 years old.
I think, to be honest with you, I think if we could corner Mike Elias and ask him, no cameras rolling, no microphone, did you feel pressure from the fans to bring Jackson Holliday up? I bet he'd say, yeah, I did. When we didn't bring him up originally, and then all the pressure, this big groundswell about bringing him up, and stuff, we finally did. I bet if he could do it all over again, he wouldn't have brought Jackson Holliday up then.
You know, it didn't hurt him much. You know, you're always afraid when a kid comes up and just is overwhelmed or overmatched by major league pitching. They kind of they're rattled when he, and it takes him a while. He came back and he's, you know, who he is.
He's an
now.
All-star candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
So, let's go to Delaware. Get
didn't
Charles.
Affect him.
What's up, Charles?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Couple of things. Mastelino, he's like an interim manager. Are they looking for a different manager anytime soon? And second, I believe it.
Wait a minute. Before you get to the second question, let me get to the first before I forget it. Anytime soon, as in this year?
Yes.
No, they went. They're playing winning baseball with them this year. Why change now?
Well, I would just bring up someone. I would get a manager with a winning reputation that they could start getting in there helping these guys.
Well, they're playing winning baseball since he's been the manager.
He is a manager with a winning reputation.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's winning now.
I like Joe Girardi. I'm his favorite because he used to be with the Yankees, and he's old school. I like that guy. I think they really
I mean, that's what you want. That's what you want. I'm not disputing that, but there's no need to pull the plug right now because think about this. They went on a 7-game road trip, and it's a bad result that it went 3-4. That alone changes the whole dynamic of what this team is. Now you expect them to win. I'm not saying Mancelino is your long-term choice, but for right now, I wouldn't pull the trigger on anybody. What was your second question?
Yeah, about bringing these prospects. How do you know if they're ready if you don't bring them up and let them try?
Because no, that's not a try thing. You don't you know he's ready when you know it. I mean, I'm not watching them and charting them every day. But I'll say this. Let me go back over this again, folks. When they brought Kowser up, was he ready? He stayed. When they brought Gunner up, was he ready? He stayed.
Mm-hmm.
When they brought Westberg up, was he ready? He stayed. Yeah. When they brought Rutschman up, was he ready? He stayed.
Yeah.
When they brought Mountcastle up, was he ready? He stayed.
Yeah.
The only person they weren't right with was Jackson Holliday. So why are we questioning when they're going to bring this guy up when – every move they made on that in that department, Ed, they've been right, with the exception of Jackson Holliday.
Yeah. And it only took a year. I mean, it's like he was just a little too young.
Is he ready? I don't know. But I do know this. They've been pretty good on determining who's ready and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to roll with them.
Yeah.
You know, you could question them on a lot of things. If you want to say, hey, well, they haven't done the trade deadline, they're very good. Okay, then we can debate that.
Yeah.
But this, I'm not debating this one. This one, I'm not debating.
No, I'm not it either. But I think he sounds like he's ready. I mean, I don't know how much longer. And it's a unique intersection of need and timing where we've been talking about him. He sounds like he's ready to come up. There was no room because you had veteran catchers on the roster. Now you ran out of catchers, and he seems like he may be ready. So, like, I'd like to see him up here.
410-583-1057 is the number. Some fans are thinking, Ed, that this team, they should just blow it up and start over. I'm going to tell you why they shouldn't, and it wouldn't be in the best interest of someone. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.